Good morning. Happy Juneteenth, and welcome to a special Sunday kickback edition of Up Early Before Everyone Else, Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. It is 8:34 a.m. straight up on the East Coast, and it is beautiful outside. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. It's Juneteenth. At Framers this weekend in Baltimore, it's a lot going on, y'all, so let's unpack. First of all, I want to say welcome to my YouTube family. I finally started my YouTube channel a couple days ago. I only have like 2 videos up. I don't know if I have any subs yet, but I haven't checked. But everybody kept telling me, you should start one. People have told me this years ago, like before the pandemic. Like, you should start one. I'm like, what do I do? What do I talk about? But it's funny how I started my podcast first. And I love my little podcast. I love my little audience. You know, it's nice for me to get on here and to, you know, talk about topics that I think you all are interested in. And topics that I'm interested in. And I have a topic this morning for your ass. So, excuse me, I gotta watch what I say now because I don't want to get flagged on YouTube, and I just cursed. And I think they say you're not supposed to curse the first 5 minutes, but who cares? I really don't. I curse a lot. So I'm gonna have to watch my mouth. But for those who are just joining me, I am an author. I am a blogger. I'm a vlogger. I write, I sing, I do so many things, so much stuff. I used to do hair, I don't do hair anymore. I'm kind of sad about that because that was my love. I was passionate about doing hair. I love making women feel good, love making men feel good, I love making God look good. But, you know, there's a reason, a season, a lifetime, and my season, it was just a, you know, my season. I've done hair since I was a kid. I started professionally when I was like in my 20s. I think it was like early 20s. I graduated when I was in my 20s. I started when I was 18, and I didn't graduate till I was in my 20s because I wanted money. And going to school from 9 in the morning to 9 at night wasn't getting me any money. So I dropped out of beauty school. I went back to work. And one of the guys that I worked for, he told me to go back to school. He was like, you should go back to school. I was like, okay. So I went back to hair school, graduated, and I worked all the way up until the pandemic. But it was kind of hard because I also have like a debilitating disease or whatever. I have lower lumbar spinal stenosis. I've talked about this plenty of times on my podcast. You can get my podcast wherever you get your podcast. So for the past 2 years, I've just been chilling, you know, writing my books, publishing a novel, Love's Holiday on sale now, wherever books are sold. I'm writing the sequel to Love's Holiday, and I want to touch on that. I want to get on that right quick. There's this guy that I am head over heels in love with, y'all, and he read my book. I saw him like a week or two ago. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. And he was like, you know, because we hadn't seen each other for a while. I had seen him in such a long time that he didn't even know I was in a car accident. Oh yeah, by the way, I was in a car accident back in October. So I haven't seen him because I was doing my treatments. You know, I was in a lot of pain. You know, I didn't get a chance to see him. So I seen him, and he was like, oh, I read your book. And, you know, I was like, okay, what you think? He was like, he squished up his face. He was like, it's okay. And I'm looking at him like, okay, just okay. And he was like, it's all right. But it's not going to be everybody's tea. And for a second, I'm just like, I don't even want to write part 2, but I have so many people wanting part 2. And I'm like, okay, I got to write part 2 regardless. And I just got my mojo back this weekend. And because for me, writing is so therapeutic, but I can't force it. You know what I mean? I love the feeling that writing brings me. and the peacefulness and you know, just the peace, just all around peace that it has. It's just like it surrounds me, you know. And when I have writer's block or I just want to, I can't force myself to write, because first of all, it's not going to make a lick of sense. Thirdly, you know, when someone that you crushing on, yeah, at my preschool age, I'm crushing on somebody. When you're crushing on somebody, your crush tells you, oh, it's okay. And I'm like, well, damn, you're not going to be able to read part two then. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's not everybody's tea. And I'm like, okay, maybe there's like the culture thing, because it's like an urban love story. And he's Asian. So I'm like, maybe that's it. Not to sound stereotypical or anything, or maybe not to sound, you know, not racist. Maybe, you know, I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe he doesn't like that kind of genre of work, but he read it. And I thank them, you know, but maybe it's not going to be everybody's tea. And, you know, I still love him. I still love the guy. I like the guy. He's awesome. He's fucking awesome. But anyway, I really enjoy it, you know. And one most important things that I tell people about me, a fun fact about me, is that I write when I'm angry. When I'm angry, oh my God, I can write until I don't know, you know, until I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna write anymore. And then I give myself a limit. Like right now it's 8:40, so once I'm done recording this and uploading this, I'm going to go have breakfast. I'm going to go for a walk after breakfast. And then I'll come back and I'll start writing. I'll take a shower and then I'll come back and start writing. But, yeah, I enjoy it. I really enjoy writing. It's really therapeutic. It's soothing. It's just the best thing ever. It's like sex. For those of you who enjoy sex, it's that's what's, because some people don't. Let's just put that out there. Some people don't. Some people don't care for it. Some people only do it for reproductive purposes. Me, you know, if I say out of mind, if nobody's around, then I'm not, oh, I gotta have it. Oh, I gotta crave it. You know, come on, y'all. I mean, and then some people will be like, well, it depends on who you're doing it with. And I'm like, yeah. True. And but I'm not gonna keep y'all long today. I just want to give a little backstory about myself. I began this podcast like 2 years ago. I have my 2-year anniversary coming up in October. I started this podcast during the pandemic and during Trump presidency. So I would do a lot of Trump news. I would do a lot of COVID news. I would do a lot of the election coverages. I did my vegan journey. It was a lot of things that I wanted to talk about. And I was just like, Facebook wasn't doing it at the time. Insta wasn't doing it for me at the time. And I just got on TikTok right after my accident last year. And TikTok is okay. TikTok is really cool. I follow a lot of large content creators and small-time content creators. And all in all, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good inside, you know. And then, like, some of the people that I follow are very engaging. And some of the people that I follow are not. You know, it's a lot of drama. You know, you pick and choose. You can be on the drama side of TikTok. You can be and you determine where you want to be on TikTok. And if you're sick of TikTok, you can always hit the X button and X up out of that app. That's all you got to do. You don't have to stay. But those social media websites, apps weren't doing it for me. So I said, you know what? Let me start my podcast. I want you to hear my voice, but I also don't want you to see me. Because what I know about YouTube is that you have to get yourself together. And I'm just like, I'm so used to just getting up. I used to get up like at 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning, do what I got to do, come downstairs, make my tea, make my breakfast. I still have like a hair scarf on, hair tied up, pajamas. Like right now, I'm in my pajamas. I'm in my bedroom in my pajamas. I don't have to put on makeup and all that stuff, or earrings and lashes and nails and stuff like that, because that's me, you know. But, you know, and I know some people are like, well, girl, just get on there. Just, girl, if y'all see how I look now, y'all gonna be like, child, please turn that camera off. But that's how I am, you know. And I enjoy doing my podcast. And I covered the insurrection. I covered the election. I covered a lot of things. But then after a while, it got draining. And so what I would do was, on Friday, I will break away from politics and I will talk about my love life, which lack thereof. And I will talk about certain scenarios, situations that I was in. And I will get back to politics. And the thing about this with politics, you have to have like, you have to actually do your research. So it's just me. I'm the writer, producer, director. So I'm doing all of this, doing producing. I'm just doing my research, because you have to do that. Like, I always fact check myself. It's like, I don't want nobody to check me like, oh, that's wrong, Mark, you know, because I have been fact checked on Facebook a couple of times, and I'm just like, okay, but I haven't so far, and I'm kind of glad, you know. So I did my research. In case you're wondering, I am a Democrat. I do have Republican ideologies. So it's like I'm in the middle. So it's like some things I'm very left, and some things I'm just like agree upon, but some things on the right. But the right now, I'm just like looking at them sideways. The left, I'm looking at both sides sideways. So it's just like I'm thinking about switching my party, because I don't see, and that's what happens. I get suckered in, you know what I'm saying? I get sucked in to like, because I start talking about it, and I'm like, okay, stop. You don't want to talk about politics, stop. Because it's so easy to get sucked in and start talking about what you agree with, what you disagree with. And this is not what I want to do for my audience. It's like, I was like, you know what? I want to change my content, and because it's draining to me, and I know people get tired of hearing about it. So I'm like, you know what? I'll touch on some things, some news, but not like I did before. And I touched on it a lot. It was very interesting, to say the least. You know, I learned so much, you know, about, for being home those 2 years, I learned a lot. For being home this long, I've learned a lot about politics. And I've always been into politics. This just didn't start. I always watch the news, I always read, I read books and things like that, you know, but it's draining. And I look at Dawn Lemon and I'm like, how y'all do it every day? Like, how y'all, or 5 days a week, like, I can't do it. It's draining. But anyway, I jumped on here today. Like I said, welcome to my YouTube family. Thank you so much for joining me today. I was on Instagram this morning, and by the way, I'm not going to be on here long at all. I used to be on for like an hour, hour and a half, things like that, but I've actually shortened my time. So sometimes I may jump on here, be on here like 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes I might be a half hour, 45 minutes, but never like I was before. You know, I used to take breaks, commercial breaks, everything. Gee whiz. Like, gee whiz, y'all. But anyway, where was I at? I hope, there it is. Good. So, I gotta go back. I gotta find it. This is from courtesy of, I always, and another thing, I always, wherever I get my articles and stuff from, I always shout them out. Like, this is courtesy of OnSite. I don't, OnSite is bloggers on Instagram. I think they're on Facebook. I haven't seen it on, it's OnSite, but I follow, it's OnSite. I've been following them since I've noticed them. I don't recall how long I've been following them, but yeah. And they also have a radio show on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Station Head. I haven't been able to catch it, but you know, I always give anybody that I take notes from, I give them their credit, because it's not my work. I don't read it verbatim. I just piggyback. Like, I used to piggyback off of Michael Bazin all the time on my podcast. But what struck me, hope I can find it. Lord, let me find it, because it's exactly what I wanted to talk about. That's Diddy. He looked terrible. I did not know that was Diddy. Okay, so this stuff drains me too. Because at our prehistoric ages, we should not be going through this. So apparently, Diddy's longtime girlfriend goes off and says she's tired of being nice and has been publicly humiliated for almost a decade. Okay. How can I put this? I'm not going to say I don't care, but this actually caught my attention, because I normally don't talk about stuff like this. I talk about relationships, you know, and I'm not a relationship advice. I'm not, please don't take no relationship advice from me. Please don't. Because I don't want nobody coming up to me, fussing at me, and saying anything that I gave them the wrong kind of advice. And don't at me, at your mama, because I'm not. But on her story, it says, I have been nothing but nice to someone for almost a decade to get treated publicly like to. Wait a minute. I've been nothing but nice to someone for almost a decade to get treated like this publicly. Am I not allowed to stand up for myself? Man, if y'all only knew. Blank, I can only take so much. I am blanking human being. If any of y'all was in my position, you would do the effing same. F out of here. Okay, so Diddy recently went on Young Miami show. I don't know what it's called. It's on Revolt. She has a podcast, like a show on Revolt. And they were on there, and I didn't see it. I just caught wind of it. Because I'm writing a novel. So it's just like when you're writing a novel, and this is no disrespect to anybody in the industry, or anybody, period. It's like when you're writing a novel, you're so focused on your work that I can't be bothered with your shenanigans or your work or your anything that you do. I actually lost a friend because my friend, like, was, like, so me. And I'm like, dude, I'm writing a novel. You know, it takes time to write a novel. I'll write, put the novel away. I'll come back, go back, you know, and so on and so on and so on. So it's like, I don't have time. You know, if I'm on here, which I'm on here like every day, but I only read stuff that catch my eye. Like, stuff like this really doesn't catch my eye, but the comments is what got me, and that's where we're going to. So then she goes on to say, see, the thing about it is she's getting joked because Diddy has moved on. Or, I mean, the whole purpose of this is we don't know what's going on in their relationship, okay? So oh, wait a minute. From TMZ, shout out to TMZ. Diddy is dropping his first single in 6 years with her message with his ex Cassie, saying he's got to move on, and that's a good thing because she's already has. Sources close to Diddy tell TMZ the new song is titled Gotta Move On, and it's dropping Friday, includes a feature from Bryson Tiller. Don't we love Bryson Tiller, y'all? He is so unproblematic and so entertaining. Such a great artist. So, Cassie's husband sneak this Diddy over the alleged song dedicated to Cassie. And It has Happy Pride. Is this him? Yeah, Alex Fine. He's fine. He has a perfect name. And it's a Happy Pride to all my LGBTQ plus friends. Happy Pride, y'all. I love y'all. He says, Happy LGBTQ plus friends. Happy Pride to all my, you know, LGBTQ plus friends. Attached is the charity that helps people who are in the closet and gotta move on, along with other sources. Love. Oh, this is messy. This is this is why I said, but do your research, y'all. Because first of all, when I woke up, about like an hour ago, and I got myself together, I should have kept reading. I thought it was over with the girlfriend. So you know what you're on, Insta, and they swipe left. I thought this was the end of the... what I know, this just happened. How long ago this was? This was 11 hours ago. So I thought that, okay, because last time, Gina V, who is Diddy's longtime girlfriend, she said for almost a decade. So she was there when Cassie was there. She was also there when Miss Kim Porter was there. May she rest in peace. So she knows her relationship with Diddy. Okay, she knows her place. But I thought that she was talking about Young Miami because they were going back and forth. And that's what I thought it was. But come to find out, girl, now my whole perspective done changed. Girl, just leave, girl. Because now it's messy. It's real messy. At our prehistoric age and all that money y'all got, y'all, please move on. Please do me a favor and move on, girl. I was in the comments, and the comments are always petty and messy. And I'm not that bold and brave, and I'm not that bold to actually get on Beyonce Knowles' internet and say anything in 4K about anybody. You know, because first of all, not everybody's going to agree with you. Then you're going to go back and forth with you. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I know everything, what you put it online, you get a rebuttal. And I understand that. Y'all, it's just messy. It's just messy. And my whole perspective on the whole situation changed. Because at first, I was just like going to get on here and say, you know what, you're not in the relationship. You don't know how he treats her. But now she's saying that he abused her. And she went on Tasha K. I don't know how credible those sources are. That... You will never hear me credit no source of Tasha K. I'm not black. I'm not being rude to my beautiful black sister. She's a beautiful black woman. Very talented. But, you know, with all the allegations with Cardi B and everything, I was just like, y'all, I just don't know who to believe. So I'm not even going to touch it. But they said that she went on Tasha K. Shout out to Tasha K. And she... Somebody in the comments said she went on there and she gave an interview saying that she was being abused by Diddy. Cassie also said she was being abused by Diddy. I don't know what was going on in their relationship. But I do believe women when they, you know, if a man abuses you, a man abuses you. You know, I'm going to hear her side. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, in the comments, like I said, the comments were messy and petty because they were talking about, you know, telling Gina to take your L. I honestly, like, yeah, Gina, just leave, baby. Just leave. I hope you stash you some money away. I really hope you, excuse me. I hope you stash yourself some money away. And I hope that, you know, you stash some money away. It's not funny, but I have nothing else to say on this topic. Except for that just got really messy. I should have just kept swiping to the left. But me, I haul ass to the comments to see what the comments are saying. And I was in the comments and people were talking about, oh yeah, get the take this L. And I'm like, oh my God. 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 I really don't know how to approach this now. I really shouldn't approach it at all. I should just stick to what I know. Stick to one. And I'm like, oh God. I am literally sitting here holding my head. Like, my nose hurts. Like, my whole life hurts, like, right now. I don't know what to say. I know we're 25 minutes in. I'm about to get up off of here, y'all. I'm about to jump up off of here. And I don't know when y'all hear this. You'll probably hear it tomorrow morning. Probably hear it Tuesday morning. Because that just, like, blew me. Because it just went left. So far left that I can't even come back myself. You know, like, I'm looking like, wait a minute. Did he just insinuate that he was gay? And even though there were rumors out there, and I don't listen to rumors. They're rumors with no regard. And I don't listen to rumors. Because, like I said, I stick to with what I know. And the whole situation, that whole, shout out to On Site. But it's On Site. Shout out to It's On Site. But, hey, wait a minute. What is it? On Site or It's On Site? Let me see. Because I don't want to. No, It's On Site. Okay, it's underscore On Site, but it's On Site exclamation point. It was just so much going on in that damn article. A beautifully written article. But, well, okay, let me tell you what I was going to say. I was going to come on and say that I agreed with one of the comments. And I don't read comments verbatim. The comment was basically saying that women are supposed to put up with abuse to get money. And people do admire people for getting the quote, air quote, bag by staying in abusive relationships, staying in abusive situations. I do not believe in that. If a man is physically, mentally, verbally, emotionally abusing you, you should leave. Just like if a woman is mentally, physically, verbally abusing you, you should leave. No one should stay around for the bag to be abused because that's not right. You should always just take your L, find strength and move on. It takes some of us longer to move on than others because, like I said, I cannot talk. But it takes some of us longer to move on. And it's devastating. You know, it's so devastating when you have someone, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're in a relationship with someone and you want to make it work, you want to make it right. But I don't know what's going on in their relationships. I don't know what's going on in any of their relationships. Like, right at this moment, everybody can just speculate. Like, nobody can actually, excuse me, y'all. Nobody can, like, actually, you know, say, you know, this is what's going on in Diddy's relationship. This is what's going on in Cassie's relationship or Gina's or anybody's. Because we don't know those people, y'all. We do not know these people. We only know the little bit of content that they put out. That's all we know. We don't know them. Like, right now, they all could be, like, having tea together or something. Who knows? We don't know them. Because I'm going to break this down real quick. People love controversy. People love controversy. People love when people are miserable. And my grandma always told me, misery loves company. So that's why I don't indulge in that. Because I'm not miserable. And I was, like I said, I was going to get on here. I was going to, like, leave the girl alone. La-di-di. But I'm like, girl, please leave. Come on now. It's not getting any better. But like I said, it's not my business. But, you know, she's a beautiful girl. I'm sure she can find work somewhere. I mean, I don't even know what she does for a living. I don't know anything about these people. Nothing. I can do all the research in the world. We still don't know the real them. Because it's a facade. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's the internet. All right, y'all, that's all I got to say to y'all this morning. We've been on here for a half hour. I want to appreciate everybody for tuning in this morning. I want to thank you so much from the bottom of the top of my heart. I don't know when I'll be back. I'm being honest. I have no idea when I'll be back. But, you know, I want to shout out to all of y'all. Thank you for tuning in. I love each and every one of you. If I could give each and every one of you a hug, I would, but it's COVID time, so we have to wait till COVID time passes or whatever. But I'll probably be back tomorrow. It depends on what topics I want to cover. I might have to start doing this. I might start doing this for YouTube now. Do it for my, you know, my everybody. You know what I mean? Maybe I should just start, you know, doing it for everybody. All across the board. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love y'all. Bye.